This is Retirement Talk. I'm Dal Lowry. Strange how things seem different as one ages. I just heard a radio program about aging, and the expert talked about his concept of old, meaning as in old man or old woman. He used 42 or 43 as the cutoff. Yep. After that, the body and mind starts to turn in the other direction. That came as quite a shock, at least it did to me. I'm in my 82nd year. That makes me well into the old stage, according to the expert. To justify his claim, he talked about the aging of the body. The organs and muscles start to lose some of their pizzazz. Your body starts to decline. And your mind is perhaps just a little bit slower. Downhill we go. Of course, this is just the opinion of an expert based on facts. We don't have to agree. Since the age span has increased by 30 to 40 years in the last century, that means we will be living perhaps half our life in this old or older zone. We need to prepare for something like that. In the younger phase, we are always being asked what we're going to do in life. The question usually refers to a career plan. In the last half or so of life, we are usually asked what we're going to be doing in retirement. Many of us never prepare. We just launch into it. It does only seem reasonable that for a period of extending for perhaps 30 to 40 years, that we should indeed do some preparation. Maybe we do need to develop some expectations. I'm not sure they need to be great expectations, but at least some expectations might be wise. I've been retired for 38 years and have never wanted for something to do. I sometimes think it has been because of the expectations that I laid out for myself before retirement. I never went through the year or 5 years of adjusting to retirement. It seemed as natural as breathing. A neighbor of ours retired almost 2 years ago, and he's still having a hard time finding his way. He just can't seem to settle. What to do? Another friend had Thanksgiving dinner with us. His father's now 70 and has been in retirement for 5 years. When asked if his father found his focus in retirement, my friend shook his head. No, he can't seem to find something that really interests him, he replied. Just today, a wood floor specialist visited us as a matter of business. A leaking dishwasher from upstairs played havoc with the wooden floor in our condo. Not good. He talked of visiting a friend in Puerto Vallarta, Mexico, over the holidays. His friend retired there for lots of reasons, the least not being the price of 12 months of rent for what would be equivalent to 3 months around here. His friend operates a school for poor children at the city dump in Puerto Vallarta. It is his retirement project. He's a former teacher and has created a school on a shoestring. It is amazing what some people do in retirement. As for myself, I wanted to pursue classical music through the study of the guitar, an instrument I could carry with me wherever I might go, and an instrument that I could continually explore and always have more to learn. It has served me well and continues to be very rewarding on a daily basis. Another expectation was to become involved with the community in which I live. That has also been an ongoing experience. It seems like there are always projects of one type or another that need assistance, either to originate or to support. The list is long and varied over the years. I started with Amnesty International in Alaska. I then spent 16 years of being involved with various environmental, parks, and greenway efforts in this community. Then there was the Farmer Market Project. I was the acting market director starting this effort. That was over 25 years ago, and the market's still going stronger than ever in the same location. In between were a host of varied projects that satisfied my desire for involvement in the community. And of course, for the last 17 years, my efforts included developing and maintaining this podcast. Another expectation that I had was to maintain good health through exercise. That's been a daily concern that this far has never ceased. It's not only good for your health, but it's fun. Expectations are something we retired people may need to give a bit more attention. Because we retire doesn't mean we have to sit on a shelf. We need to prepare for retirement. Some questions we need to explore are, where are we going to live? What are we going to do to be engaged? How will we get around? And how will we maintain or create a social network? I'd like to read a book by Charles Dickens entitled Great Expectations that deals with people who are facing retirement. This is Retirement Talk. If you have questions, comments, or suggestions, contact Dell at retirementtalk.org.